A convicted murderer can't inherit their victim's estate, but the law is unclear when it comes to somebody who helped cover up the killing. Last week it was reported that the daughter of murdered Perth woman Annabelle Chen could potentially inherit her mother's estate. That's despite the fact she was found guilty of being an accessory after the fact to her mother's murder in 2016. Perth barrister John Hockley is speaking with Damien Carrick.
The Chen family consisted of Annabelle Chen, and then she had a daughter, Tiffany Wan, and her father was Ah Pin Ban. And Ah Pin Ban was found guilty of her murder, and her body was found in a suitcase in the Swan River in Perth. Mrs. Chen, she did not have a will when she died in 2016, but she did have a trust fund which held real estate, believed to be worth in the millions of dollars.
Following the discovery of the body in the river, both Ah Ping Ban, her ex-husband, and also her daughter, Tiffany Wan, who is a woman in her 20s, late 20s, a student studying in Melbourne, mm-hmm. they're both put on trial for her murder. What happens at the trial?
Ah Ping Ban, he was found guilty and he was sentenced to 20 years, and he was 69 years of age. And Tiffany Wan was sentenced to 4 years and 10 months for being an accessory to the killing.
The idea was that she had helped her father cover up the murder by, say, washing his clothes, removing the victim's footprints from the home where the murder took place, and sending text messages to her mum when she knew that she was dead. So she gets sentenced to four yes. years jail. The father gets sentenced to 20 years jail for bludgeoning his ex-wife to death. And now there are question marks about what might happen to the estate of the deceased Annabelle Chen and whether or not her daughter might be entitled to that estate.
She did not have a will, but she had this trust fund that she controlled. And there's a possibility that Tiffany Wan could get access to the multi-million dollar trust fund in a short period of time when she's released from detention.
So it was very interesting. When she was sentenced last year, the judge said, quote, your assistance was prolonged and sustained. Quote, you told persistent lies to the police. Interestingly, at the trial, apparently the father and the daughter both pointed the finger at the other and said, they did it, I didn't do it. But anyway, the court found the father did it, the daughter didn't, but she's an accessory after the fact.
Mm. Now, and was her involvement significant enough so that she shouldn't benefit from the estate?
When there needs to be a decision made about how to finalise the estate, we do, mm-hmm. of course, have this forfeiture rule, this idea that you can't kill somebody and then benefit from the crime.
Yes.
But what about the idea that if you're found guilty of a lesser offence, say being found guilty of being an accessory after the fact, does that rule apply to Tiffany Wan?
Well, that's not clear at the moment. None. There really hasn't been any direct precedence to follow in regard to someone who's an accessory after the fact.
What's the general principle, do you think, that should be applied here?
I think the general principle was that if she was involved in the murder there, and she's an accessory after the fact, she's done certain things, as you said, washing clothes, removing footprints, etc., sending text messages, the court would carefully consider what her actual role was in it, and is she the sort of person who should benefit from a mother's estate, or should the forfeiture rule extend to cover her?
That's John Hockley, a Perth barrister and solicitor, speaking with Damien Carrick, and you can hear more of that interview with Damien on the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30, right here on RN.